and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I am thrilled because tonight I have Daniel. I'm sorry, because only his mother calls him Daniel. I have Danny Kemp on the program. I put Daniel all over.
You got me laughing already.
I'm on Facebook everywhere. I've got Daniel all over the place. I was trying to, you know, make sure I got that right, and then it's Danny. So, all right. So only your mother calls you Daniel.
She used to call me Daniel when she called me to tell me off. So yeah. That's her last minute. It was Daniel, come here.
That's mothers so everywhere. The full name and your middle name too. The full. That's when you know that you could die. That's when we always know, you know, it is possible I might not survive this next encounter. My mother just used all three of my names. I could potentially, this could be it. I remember that was the signal. Oh, my gosh.
I always associated Daniel as well with the Bible thing, Daniel in the lion's den. You know, that was always a lasting memory. And all I could see were lions surrounding me and my mum coming down hard on me. So Daniel
but he got out.
Better.
Yeah, but didn't he survive?
I got
Daniel
out of the lion's
survived.
Den. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Only
by not making eye contact or something. I'm not. So I don't remember how he
never
got
look at in a lion. Never look a lion in the eyes, Renee. Never.
It's like bees if you show fear.
Oh, how's life in your part of the world?
I'm basking. It's terrible. It's horrible. No, mm-hmm. I will admit it. My windows are open. I am basking in the warm California situation here, and the wineries are panicking because the grapes are budding.
Like
and there should be enough.
I prefer the cold of London.
Do you? You're lying.
I am, yeah. It's not too bad, though.
I'll get you and your wife to come to Northern California. The Desolate Garden will be such a big hit. Everybody, Daniel is the author of, so I didn't just get this guy on the program because he's from London and has a fabulous accent and is so interesting, but Danny is also the author of The Desolate Garden, which I'm dying to get my hands on. So
I would
love
to get my hands on one, too.
There you go. When it's a huge success, you'll bring your wife to Northern California, and if you want to touch snow, I can take you up to Lake Tahoe, and you can touch all the snow you want, and then otherwise we'll just keep you cheerfully a little bit, I hate to say it, but a little bit tippled. We'll go to the wineries and just keep you pleasantly buzzed.
I saw Lake Tahoe, is it? I saw that on the Godfather film.
Very, very, there you go.
Yeah,
somewhere in that lake is Fredo. Is Fredo.
I did come to California once, about 20-odd years ago. We came to see Martin Scorsese. I went with Gary Oldman's sister, but Martin Scorsese wasn't there.
Oh.
It was at the end of Gary Oldman's filming at JFK.
Oh, my God.
I loved it there. I love the irony. I saw signs in California saying fresh fish caught from Alaska, and there's that great Pacific Ocean next to you, but it carted down all the way from Alaska. I wonder why.
We have a different perception of space and time, apparently. Alaska's right around the corner, and as far as we're concerned, that's, you know, relatively fresh.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. I saw a killer whale.
Ooh.
Off a beach. That was an experience to see.
In Los Angeles?
It was somewhere off of there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a big killer whale come out of the water and splash back down again. No, it was great to see. Fantastic sight.
Well, I can't believe Martin Scorsese would stand you up like that. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, shocked.
Disappointed.
Did you send him a note?
Helena Bonham Carter out there, though. She was there with her mother.
Oh.
So we all had dinner one night. That was done.
Oh, my God. Wow. Danny, and you're hanging out with me. I mean, I feel like I'm...
No, I'm honored. I'll tell you, I'm honored.
You're
this
rubbing
is the first
elbows
ever.
With celebrities and you know, and I'm like, oh, really? Wow. I don't think I could get within 5,000 yards of Ellen.
But I'm very forgettable, Renee. You know, they would forget my name now quite hastily, I would imagine. They would.
That could come in handy. You could say things and they wouldn't know. They wouldn't remember. How did How did that story get out? I can't imagine. You know, we were alone, weren't we, at that bar? I don't remember that. And you.
How about if I said Martin Scorsese owes me money?
Does he really?
Just for mentioning his name.
Oh, well, he might try to charge you for. I don't know how that works. So
now he has
forgotten
me.
You're in L.A. with Gary Oldman's sister. And
that's
making your mark. You just
sorry?
Touristing about and or making your mark,
yes,
or what?
Yes, we drove around. We hired a car. We went down as far as San Diego and then up to the Grand Canyon, which was a fantastic sight. I didn't even know I was there until you pull up beside it. you don't see it, do you? It's not
it's
like
a
humping
hole in
road
the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a giant hole in the ground.
Oh, when we drove up through Falstaff, where the snow was, people were thinking they were going to get snowed in. So, it's, you know, for one moment you're in the sunshine and
mm-hmm.
Palm, is it Palm Springs there?
Yes.
We went to there.
Yeah, you can't live there. You can't live there because you're a redhead, so that's
yeah,
a temperature
exactly.
problem
well,
for
well,
you.
Well, the funny thing was we were sitting around a pool. We were in a motel and we were sitting around a pool and my knees burnt. And then we had to get in the car and drive to a place in Arizona called Casanova, I think. And I got out there, and it was pouring of rain, and there was these very attractive young women walking past, and they were pointing at my knees and laughing.
Aww.
It wasn't funny.
Aww,
I didn't feel at all comfortable with it.
I'm so sorry. I love this, though.
You're very kind.
What a classic adventure. Well,
that was nice.
Just the knees. It might have looked a little odd. Yeah, I mean, I
it did.
About that. Oh, my God.
I haven't got the most good-looking knees, I've got to say. Well, actually, there's not much good-looking about me anywhere come to that.
So the color didn't help. You're not going to rouge your
help.
Knees.
Not
or,
at all.
Yeah, no,
with my hair.
Not a good call. All right, well,
it.
We better talk about the Desolate Garden. And
happy.
Tell me, I mean, I hate to say, but it's generally, and don't repeat this to anyone, but
no.
Danny, often authors are not quite as interesting as their books, which is why we write.
Huh.
We write because our imaginations are, you know, there's a lot going on, and maybe in our real lives not so much, but you yourself are so interesting, and I think our listeners sort of know that now after the Gary Oldman and the Helena Bonham Carter and the Grand Canyon story, but I'm just saying
did
you
they impress those names?
Well, and the, you with the knowledge, I mean, I have to tell you,
done that.
Unbelievable! And being a policeman there in London,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, there's
and I
just,
once got arrested for attempted murder.
And there's that.
I had some, you know, it was a silly story, really. I was also a publican, and I took over a pub in a village in Kent as a tenant. And it was a very run-down pub and a very violent pub, and I got rid of some people who didn't like the fact that they'd been thrown out, and they started to cause a nuisance, and I just stood up for what I thought was right, and I was arrested for attempted murder, and it came down in the end to just causing malicious damage, the charge, but I still had to go to court and plead guilty. I had no choice because I'd done it. And the people who brought the complaint had gone to court to gloat, really. But my barrister was very good,
mm-hmm.
and he asked the bench, if that's the judge, if the complainant would like to come down and put his case, and he did. And the judge found me not guilty. How can he find me not guilty when I pleaded guilty? And he bound the other guy over to keep the peace for 4 years. So in the end, it came out okay, but...
you were exonerated. Yes.
Yes,
but see,
exactly.
What a good guy, though. You were standing up for the right.
Well, no, I was lucky,
I
think. I don't think that would happen today, Renee. You know, this was a good few many years ago, and now people, they don't see the right from the wrongs, do they?
Well,
they don't differentiate
sadly,
too well between...
No.
No.
But it's supposed to be a happy show, so I don't want to dwell. I don't want to think about it.
Okay. I'm back to laughing.
I have no... I'm like, oh, yes, you're right. I have no hope if I... I get into
you
trouble,
want me to tell you
probably
about
the
story?
End of me, because I'm a terrible character witness for anybody.
Would you
so
like
the Desolate to... Garden, where can someone, it's coming out fairly soon.
It's coming out.
In the next week or two, and then where
hopefully.
Can somebody get a hold of it?
everywhere. Barnes and Noble, isn't it? Your place, Waterstones, Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be on all their websites.
And it's a bit of a mystery and a thriller, it's historical. It's set back and.
Yes, it is. It's. I think it's a very deep spy story, and it's a spy story with murders and more than just a hint of romance between the two protagonists in the story.
I like that.
I can't really say too much about it because it would give away a lot of clues by saying what it is.
You don't have to. What's the time setting? So for
today,
someone who's interested, when is it set?
It goes back to the 1700s, really.
Ooh.
Originated there. There's a bank involved, and that was set up in the 1700s to handle. The bank handled all the royalties money, both of England and of Europe.
Uh-huh.
And it was a very secretive bank, and it ended up being run by the British Secret Service, the SIS, we call them, MI6, for want of a better word.
What a wonderful way
and
to fund all your secret ops if you had your own bank.
That's what it was for. That was
That's
what it was
brilliant.
For. And one of the family has an illegitimate child that goes to Russia, and the story goes from there, really. But, really, I would be giving too much away.
Okay.
I don't want to do that.
All right.
I used to read a lot of John Le Carre novels, who's just had that Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy film out. I tried to do it along those lines. But equally, it's got, as I say, a nice touch of romance to it, I hope. Because I like that. I like the thread of love in stories. I think without that, the story
doesn't exist. It's a little more realistic, and there's a lot more to lose when you have real relationships, on with your characters. If everybody's just isolated points on a map, then, you know what I mean? It's like a chess game. You're happy to sacrifice this piece or that piece. But if you care about the link between those characters, then it's a whole different ball game.
That's what I like.
Not that it's a ball game.
No, but that's what I like. I like that bit to
I never knew that the Secret Service ran the bank. That is so cool. I mean, it's devious, but it's I'm glad no one in this country picked up on that trick. Or did they? Ooh, there's a novel.
Ooh.
I'll write that down.
I'm sure there would be a bank somewhere.
There's a conspiracy theory.
There.
Who owns the bank of, the Bank of America?
Well, there's another thing. Should we write one together?
Yes, let's write a book together. And you do the violent bits, and then I'll cover the rest. I'll go from there.
I do. I enjoy writing about the connection between men and women.
I think it makes, I have to say, it makes life so much more interesting for me and hopefully for readers everywhere. Didn't I tell you it goes quickly? I warned you. I said, Danny, it goes very fast. And it does. So everyone, please, The Desolate Garden, Daniel Kemp.
Danny.
You're not in trouble, but I thought I would. But that's what's on the book, though. The book says Daniel. But if you're,
no, I'll check. It says Danny.
But if you're emailing, Danny, and when you send him your notes to tell him how much you enjoyed the book, please call him Danny. Only his mother calls him Daniel. And so
competition, or am I out of time, really?
Oh, we've got a minute, yes.
Okay, well, look, how about if I put three books up that I will give out free for the first three answers to a simple question.
Okay.
Where did the original George Smiley, who appears in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, live in the book of John Le Carre?
Oh,
fantastic. So the first three emails to me. Is that okay?
That's fantastic. Oh, thank you, Danny. That's great. Okay, everybody, three books up for grabs. And, of course, you can find Danny Kemp on Facebook as well. That's how I stumbled onto you, sir. All right, everybody, good night, and thank you for listening to Canned Laughter and Coffee, and I hope you'll join us next week for more of, I don't know how to describe this, the silliness that is this show. Thank you, Danny, and thank you for staying up till all hours.
No, not privileged.
You're my hero. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, really. Bye-bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.